Now that Google has officially launched Android Pay, and now that Apple Pay is the leading mobile retail payments market, is leading that market, Amazon wants a piece of the action as well, according to an exclusive on The Information by Amir Afradi. And Amir joins us now to talk about it. Welcome to you, Amir Afradi.
Hi there.
Now, Amazon's online store is an alternative to brick-and-mortar stores. So why does Amazon want to be involved in mobile retail payments?
Well, Amazon views commerce as commerce, so it wants to be wherever people are buying things. It doesn't really matter to them where it is. So they've already taken some stabs at trying to partner with physical brick-and-mortar retailers by launching a dongle that you can use to swipe credit cards and kind of a point-of-sale software that they can use and things like that. And I think they're looking now at what Apple is doing in particular, as well as Google, and saying, okay, we should probably find a way to play in this space. And they're trying to figure out a strategy so that you don't have these other rivals who are really getting in there. Another reason why this is important is, Amazon has a marketplace of third-party sellers, so it already acts, as this place where you can go and retailers will actually set up shop within Amazon. So this is really about kind of extending its business, and it's seeing these other tech companies get in this space. It really needs to figure out a way to play too.
Amir, you had noted that Amazon actually approached Samsung of all people to work with them on a payment solution. Were they looking at Samsung Pay, which is actually has now ingested Loop Pay, or something else entirely?
No, I mean, I think that they are just looking for any partner that they can find. So what we reported is that in recent months, they've approached a variety of retailers as well as phone manufacturers and wearable device manufacturers to see if they can partner in some way on this kind of mobile commerce, payment product. With Samsung, it does seem like a bit of a stretch because Samsung has its own payment product that it would want to actually work with Amazon on anything. But I think Amazon feels like its value proposition is the fact that it's a very trusted brand by consumers. And so, if people are used to buying from Amazon online, if they're going to be shopping in a store and using some kind of new phone-based payment or watch-based payment, maybe they'll be more comfortable using Amazon as that software to actually do the transaction. So it's trying to make that point that it's such a trusted brand. It has more than 270 million customers, obviously a lot of them here in the United States where all this action is taking place with the mobile payment space. So it feels like that's part of its value proposition. Another thing that it could offer to retailers is, for certain kinds of transactions, it could actually save those retailers money on credit card processing fees, because Amazon is a really huge retailer, so it's negotiated really good rates with the credit card company. So if it's going to handle the credit card payments in stores, it could actually save these retailers money potentially. So that's kind of one carrot that it could offer. But I think that it's still trying to figure out the strategy. We really don't know what it's going to end up launching, but this is really interesting to hear about how it does not want to sit on the sidelines anymore.
Now, you had mentioned that Amazon is a trusted brand. That's a big advantage that they have 270 million, I think you said, customers, and more importantly, those customers' credit cards on file, already ready to go. Another advantage. But what are the challenges and barriers for Amazon to get into this space?
Well, obviously, they do compete with brick and mortar retailers. So getting big retailers to partner with them is a fairly big long shot, which is why they're probably going to focus on the smaller retailers, the longer tail. At least that's how it seems to be playing out. The other thing is that, I think they're looking at all of these new wearable devices, and they really kind of want to get in there and be part of that market if these wearable devices are going to be used to buy things. So if you're going to take your Apple Watch and you're going to go to a store and quickly make these transactions, if Apple starts becoming a really big player in this, that's not going to sit well with Amazon. And I think one of the things that's really interesting that we haven't really talked about is, the fact that these wearable devices could end up being huge for payments. And obviously, we're going to see a lot of loyalty programs become part of these mobile payment solutions. So I think at WWDC next week, Apple is expected to announce a lot of loyalty programs that the retailers who are accepting Apple Pay can actually implement into Apple Pay. So, you know, these things are actually going to become a bit more useful to consumers. But it is a challenge for Amazon because they don't have great distribution. You know, they don't own the iPhone. They can't get in there very easily. So they're trying to partner with these phone manufacturers, say, hey, will you carry our app, you know, our payment app, if we partner with you? It's very unclear that they'll be able to do that. Certainly not with the bigger players.